E tipua reo whānau health and social services supports matua taiohi, young parents, hapu mama and their tamariki. And they're worried about the proposed amendments to the Social Security Benefits Adjustment and Income Tax Amendment Bill and its potential impact on the most vulnerable members of our community. With us now, we have Zoe Witika-Hawke, the CEO of E Tipu E Rea. Tēnā koe, Zoe.
Kia ora, morena, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Ka pai.
What are your concerns about the Social Security benefit sanctions and their impact?
Well, I guess it comes from a place of working daily with young parents, eh? And this is anywhere between 16 to 26. And we know that, unfortunately, we have really high rates of maternal mental health and perinatal mental health, eh? And this really impacts on, I guess, mama and papa's ability to support their tamariki. It's just a struggle every day when you are really struggling with your mental health. And the stats are clear. It's usually Māori mama that are struggling more than any other population group. We just think benefit sanctions, because often it is around the stress comes from housing. It comes from not being able to afford nappies for babas. We just know that our tamariki need the support of their parents, not them worrying about money, about housing, about all these other determinants of health that impact on their mental health. So we just don't want the formula messed with at the moment, because it's a really hard stage of the lives of our young mama and papa. And transport's an issue. So many issues in relation to financial security. And I just think it's the wrong time and the wrong place in the economic climate at the moment to change any benefits or give sanctions.
You know, in most societies, when you've got a pregnant woman, children, this is when communities wrap around and support the whānau. They're the core of all our communities, of all our culture. It seems ridiculous that in modern, so-called enlightened age, we're actually oppressing the mothers who are giving birth to the next generation.
I couldn't agree more. We couldn't agree more. And we know that the current government encourages us to have tamariki, to have more pipi. But if you're not going to give support to the whānau out there, and like you said, not give the messages around community support and loving and caring for our young whānau and our pipi, then I think we really need to reflect and not let that bill go through. It's time to actually show that we do care for the tamariki that we want in our communities and our future generations.
You know, you've witnessed a lot of some of the struggles among them, hapu mama and young parents you support. What are some of them?
Certainly housing and kai at the moment is a massive issue. I think daily our kaimahi are out there trying to advocate for housing for young whānau, because that's the foundation, eh, of their futures, really. You can't really settle into being the best parent you can possibly be, and they do want to be great parents, when you don't even know where you're going to live, when you're couch surfing or when you're sleeping in your car. And then knowing how you're going to feed yourself and your tamariki is a big issue at the moment. Kai boxes are always requested because kai is so expensive. And other issues, whānau violence because of the stress of what they're going through is something that we're concerned about. And certainly, yeah, mental health. Unfortunately, we have really high suicide rates in regards to young Māori mothers.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's probably all the pressure. It's bad, and you know, it's quite a big time of change as a woman having a baby. But you do need that support if you're not secure. Yeah you're under a lot of stress.
I think you nailed it before when you said it is the time where we need to be sending clear messages to young whānau that we care. And actually, all the rules and regulations out there suggest that the messages, actually, we don't care.
Yeah.
And how does that impact on our young whānau? It's definitely they feel judged, they feel discriminated against, they feel like there's no hope, and that's certainly not what we want for our whānau.
And what are some of the solutions you see?
I think we need to move away from punitive measures and making people feel less, because that's certainly how they express how they feel, eh? If your hapū is not the end of the world, we should be showing that we care about our future generations and our young māma. It's not the message they're getting, even from some of our services, even from healthcare. I think we need to pull back in our systems, our services, and in our communities in regards to the judgments that we... Maybe it's unintentional, but certainly the messages are there that you're just stuffed up, you made your life harder. All those little messages really do impact on the wairua of our young whānau. And if we can just step back and kind of make the message what you just talked about, you know, you are the most important people in our community. We are there for you, and you deserve the support. You deserve the financial wraparound, housing, kai, to make you in a position where you are the best parent we know that you can be. I think that will make a big difference.
Tēnā koe, Zoe. All the best on your work, and we'll see in the near future what's going to come down in Parliament over the next, won't be this week.
We certainly encourage other people to have a say around this particular kaupapa.
Tēnā koe. All the best.
Kia ora.
Ngā mihi.
Mai kia ora. Ka pite.
That was Zoe Whitaker-Hawke, the CEO of E Tupu E Rea.